This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, July 31, The True Shepherd. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 21. The people grieved for Benjamin, because the Lord had made a gap in the tribes of Israel. And the elders of the assembly said, "With the women of Benjamin destroyed, how shall we provide wives for the men who are left? The Benjamite survivors must have heirs," they said, "so that a tribe of Israel will not be wiped out. We can't give them our daughters as wives, since we Israelites have taken this oath. Cursed be anyone who gives a wife to a Benjamite. But look, there is the annual festival of the Lord in Shiloh, which lies north of Bethel, east of the road that goes from Bethel to Shechem, and south to Labona." So they instructed the Benjamites, saying, "Go and hide in the vineyards and watch. When the young women of Shiloh come out to join in the dancing, rush from the vineyards and each of you seize one of them to be your wife. Then return to the land of Benjamin. When their fathers or brothers complain to us, we will say to them, 'Do us the favor of helping them, because we did not get wives for them during the war.' You will not be guilty of breaking your oath because you did not give your daughters to them." So that is what the Benjamites did. While the young women were dancing, each man caught one and carried her off to be his wife. Then they returned to their inheritance and rebuilt the towns and settled in them. At that time, the Israelites left that place and went home to their tribes and clans, each to his own inheritance. In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Matthew 9, verse 36. Again, the book of Judges shows that people desperately need a savior. Though they had asked God for direction before the war with Benjamin, Israel now took matters into their own hands again. The Bible speaks honestly about human beings. All are unwilling to live by God's direction for good, righteous, and just living. When the Bible turns to describe the history of God's own people, we find that no one is without fault. The closing line of Judges says it all. All the people did what was right in their own eyes. And later, in the days of Israel's kings, even those who were not described as doing evil in the eyes of the Lord, such as David, Hezekiah, and Josiah, were flawed. Is any of us any different? Today we live in the reign of King Jesus, but in this New Testament age, we read of lying to the Holy Spirit, sexual immorality, sneering at neighbors, and idolatry. And then there are abuses against women and men, murders, and wars throughout church history. The book of Judges exposes God's people's notorious tendency to ignore its Savior. After the death and resurrection of our true Savior and Shepherd, the good news is that King Jesus sees our self-inflicted misery, and by the power of the Spirit, he keeps us alive. Pray with me. Lord Christ, you are the Shepherd of my body and soul. Keep my eyes from the seductions of sin, and grant me new life with you forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.